Okay, Simon Puflamet Aleph. Puflamet Aleph Sif Hey, because Sif Tet. Did it without Naftali tonight. Okay, so and we're doing Hukos Yom Kippur. So says the Kitzim Chororov, and Mesa Isha Shafata Kenegdo. We're talking about asking Mechila from somebody. So if the person died, the one that you did the chet against, maybe Asara Anoshim, oh, I forgot. It's my father-in-law's yard side. Gershon Avram and Yitzchok Meir. I forgot. Yes, I forgot to light a candle for him. And my wife, well, I know I have candles. I got a light at home. But anyways, maybe Asara Anoshim Amidon Akimra. So you bring 10 people and you put them on the cave. And I'm not on it, but you go to the grave. I'm a chatasu le kol Yisrael. That I did a chet le kol Yisrael. There is plenty of chatasu to this specific person that I did a chet him. The aim yeshiva and the people that you bring to the cemetery will answer machalach, machalach, machalach 3 times. But yeshloi le you should go barefoot. Gam yeshloi the furthest a chet and ain't bezoyin lames. You should
Anybody
also be.
does this?
I never heard of anybody doing. I heard of people going with 10. Yeah, I never heard of them going barefoot. That I never
No,
heard
but
of.
you do. People do go to the. People do go to a kever to
People have
pass
gone to a
Makila.
caver. Yeah, people have gone to a caver. Yeah, that I've heard. Yeah. Gam yeshul nefarad eschet emeinu bezoyin lames. You should also be mefarad what the chet was, meaning you should specify what it was. It's not a bezoyin for the mace. And kever mace who puts the gimel parzar from makom shudar bayachaydeh. But let's say the grave is more than 3 parsois, so that would be about an hour. You don't have to go there by yourself. You can send somebody who lives close to Ashiya Asara, and you bring 10 people there, but you have a kibra, you have a hidden shliach. And this person admits publicly, Shiflapani Plani, Lebakashimfila, Amashapoto. So, can be Mavakashimfila, and then he did a test. And pair of other La'akar Maisai. And let's say, this is a little scary. If you embarrass somebody after he died, right? So, after the guy died, you make fun of him. Ain't it sort of Leilif Al-Kivra, you don't have to go to his grave. El Yavakashman of Makil, but Makam Shakarfa. You have to ask Mechila from him in the place that you did it. In Haitiel of Shemra, and how do you call it? Haitiel Shemra, how
Lander.
Blander, there you go, that's the word. In Haitiel of Shemra, Tzara Makabal Alatsme Tshuva, Al Shomer, Kherim, Akadmoinim, Shalaylaiti Shemra, La Mason. The Yoiver on a Kherim. Because you might see shame on somebody who died. Okay, that's not so. Hopefully, this is not so negay, that one. It's a mitzvah on everybody to title themselves on Erev Yom Kippur, the tar mitumas keri, the tar themselves from tumas keri, from there that comes out of them. Why mishum tshuva? And another reason for the tshuva is for my gershon is gaya shetarav tefila, and like a gershon is gaya who needs tefila. And therefore, boys, men, and single girls, because it's for tshuva purposes also. You should be careful not to have any chatzitza. You don't have to go crazy, but you should put your nails before the mikveh, and you should take out your contact lenses if you can. Fine. The ikur is nice. Only take out your contact lenses if you're not going to end up bumping into people. But if you end up being bumping into people, then you should leave your contact lenses here. Right? The ikur zman atzvi lehu la'achach atzay sayon. The ikur time is after atzays. The isha, the simshim itasla yichal lifli chitva zayra, the tzay kimul yamal la'achachah. So a woman, after she's together with a man, so for 3 days, this is from the Sotis of the Agbala, we know this, so 3 days before Shavuos, you have to separate. So, within 3 days, harehi kemoi balkeru. She's like a balkeru. V'loyi ilulah tefila in yedzeh. Then tefila is not going to work. So it sounds like he may as well not go. Right? But she still has for tahara purposes, for tshuva purposes. But tapana yishakoyim a tefila tirchetz heite b'chamin. And the tapana is before the tefila, You should wash yourself very well with hot water, but let's leave it off. I thought then she won't be pilot. This has a lot of different halakhic ramifications. And Shimshon be tough with some of Latvila, some of Lavesta, but if she was together with her husband, right next before the tefillah or next to her vest, which is the time according to Gemara, they thought that women could get pregnant right at the end of the cycle, which medical opinion nowadays is that they cannot get pregnant. So that's a but the Kitzchak is still going that they can get pregnant before, right before they get a period. Just regular the Sabra, that's when she gets pregnant. Also, the Lash of Zera Heroin, then she cannot clean herself out from the Zera. The painless secrets for family, which she should not wash in hot water. And they call Rakhav Yesha Lutra Betsinin, she should be timing in cold water. Mishu Aval Rahman al Islam, let somebody is an Aval, Afila Besaif Shiva, even if he's in the middle of Shiva, Yachal Lirpa, Zalipil, and Zatsa, Shah, Ishte Shah is kind of a Laila, an Aval sitting Shiva, which Shiva is going to be over by Yom Kippur anyways. Is allowed to go an hour or two before Yom Kippur to the mikveh. Afilu kar de mincha even before mincha. Aval shtar kol din avelis, but other than avelis, good yeshiva al gabi karka, like sitting on the ground, the v'loy menonim without shoes. Now you got a lila that he has to keep till the night. Zayin noigin shakol bala bayis oisin ner lebeisa. Every bala bayis, here you go, Mapsmo. You ready? This is the neiris. Listen carefully here because. There's a lot of misunderstanding with this halacha about lighting candles on Yom Kippur. Right? The minhag is that every balabas lights a candle in his house. Because in Yom Kippur, Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the second lukas about Torah nikras ner. And right, Torah, it's called a ner. That's the one. So every man should light a candle in his house. This is not
lights.
What? Yeah.
We're actually not.
This has nothing to do with Hadlokas Neiros of the women. Yes. Oh, I mean, who actually lights it? I don't think it's not Hanukkah. I don't think it makes a difference who lights it. There should be a special candle lit for every male, right? Wait a second. No. One second, listen. We're narrow the bay. We'll hope we'll get it. And then also a ner, one ner, for the parents that are passed away. Now, the ner and then also a ner, one ner for parents that have passed away. Now, does that mean one ner for both parents, one ner for each parent? That's different minhag. What? So far, the kids are saying two candles, right? From the kitzur, it sounds like it's one for all of them, but there are those that do one for each. Right? Some people have campfires in the house, like Naftali. But now you get that's two so far, two, right? One for the balabas, one for the neshama. Hopefully, you don't
Besides
have
Hadlakas
neshama.
besides Hadlakas Neros.
And that, but that's besides for the woman's Hadlakas Neiros. And here comes the third. You also still have to light a candle for that's supposed to stay lit the entire Yom Kippur. And that you're supposed to use to take the fire to make Havdalah on Yom Kippur. That's a Ner Sheshavah. Ner HaChaim, right? It's called Ner HaChaim, and then Ner Sheshavas, and then there's Ner Neshama. No, we say it's only marriage. Seems like only married, only married men. It's there. If I never heard of people doing this, I don't know. They don't, I don't know. It seems like people are not too much.
Doing what? Of course we do it.
What, you light a candle? You light a candle for yourself?
I light a candle in my bedroom every single year. Yes.
That you're lighting it in your bedroom for yourself, or you're lighting it in your bedroom because of the minhag and keep the light under your bedroom.
Wait, what do you mean? What does that mean? For myself? I'm lighting one in my bedroom. What's the difference? What the reason is?
I am. Okay. So some people lie in the middle, yes. Anyways, the lo yasu neiros elu mishava shel batei avodah zarah. You should not use candles or wax from a church. Right, even now, because some people are makpid, if their candle goes out on Yom Kippur, they look at it like a bad omen. right? Afki be'emes ain b'ze shum kashash. It's nothing, right? Mikomogam toiv l'noyim is this. It's better to not do that. V'yitin esaner la'shamish shu yamidoy b'mokam sheyirtze. You give it to the shamish. That's what I think chassidim they do. You light it in shul. He doesn't know which one of the candles this is. So if it goes out, he's not going to be freaked out. And you should bring the candle with you to shul and put it in the proper place. And then light it after before Ben Hashmashas. That's the ner for the first ner. Don't do it. So if you're going to wait till later, you're going to forget and it's going to be Meshuggah, which is what I do every year. I forget to light it. Yes. When you go to Shul for Mincha, wearing a little bit big the Shabbos, the minig is to wear Shabbos clothing. So the Mincha, 3 o'clock or 1:30, 2 o'clock, whatever time you daven, you're already supposed to be in Shabbos clothing. You say the vidui gan akodim al kainu tzar oimer mesa pasuk yiyu leratzan and maskilin al kenev gnei vatzino tovu lepanefa arba chaloyim roim. That's your standard. The standard Yom Kippur vidui. Ba'afu gaf oimer el kainu tzar oimer oidacham a pasuk yiyu leratzan. Right. And in ba'oichu oimer esa vidui chodur ashliach tzibur esa tefila. When you're in the middle of the vidui, the shliach tzibur already started with those shots. Even shukvar oimer esa pasuk yiyu leratzan. Once you say then you could answer Amen, Balaimar, Kedusha, Umaydin, and you could say Kedusha and Maidin. One more. Test. Tarif Laimar Sabidim Umid, Vida has to be said standing, the Yishna Kamaib Maidin, and you're supposed to bend a little bit like by Maidin. When you remember the Chet, you hit your chest by the heart, Laimar Ataka Rampulisha Hatatu. When you're hitting your heart, what you're supposed to be thinking is, you caused me to do a chet. Because it all comes from the heart. Seder Avidah, Kakasim, Sidurim, Aymer, Kulam, Beshaveh. The Seder Avidah, everybody's supposed to say it together. Omishu Yedeh, Ba'atzme, Chet, Shalay, Niska, Bavidah. Let's say you know about a chet that's not mentioned in the Vidah. For example, the chet of Bittul Torah, right? But it's not a chet. So the kibbutz you aimer as a vide belachash. Since he said the vide quietly, nothing she referred as a chet. Sahu, it's best to be mafar at that chet. The yisvada love a mariras halev. You should do vide with a bitter heart, with moist shalish, and with pouring out tears. Penim a chet who efem in mafarashim b'vide. And if the chet is one of them that it says in the vide, adak is ragiel love yismarmer olav b'yoyser. When you get to that pet, you should spend a little bit more time on that one. Let's say you did an Aveira 2 years ago, and since then you didn't do the Aveira. So that doesn't mean you're done. You still have to do Chula. Even though you didn't do it anymore, you can go back and do Vidui. You should still do Vidui. And that's Meshubah Shenemar, Tosi Negdi Summit, that the Chet is always opposite. Meaning you got to keep trying to do Tshuva on Katayim's, even from previous years.
So every year your Shmon Esrei gets longer.
Every year your Shmon Esrei should get longer?
Theoretically.
Theoretically. Yeah. So then you have to explain to me why Rosh Hashiva's Shmon Esrei is so long.
Maybe they're davening for all of us. I don't know.
I hope so. Yeah. All right. So we'll stop over there. Everybody should have a fine night. Dog events.